3-2-9-3-5.
You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
There is a spiritual harvest that should come to this ministry because you're fed here, yet the enemy scams you. When you should be the one that's bringing the harvest back as the word is sown, you feel, oh my God, I'm offended, so I'll just go and spread my seed everywhere and won't bring the harvest back to the house of God. There are people who God has blessed with thousands of dollars, but instead of saying I'm going to bless the Lord, I'm going to go on a cruise because I was scammed.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Uncovering Deceptive Snares. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 3.
I'm not angry, y'all, just passionate. I know you're sitting back looking at me and saying, I can't believe he said it, but I'm telling you what's happening all around the country. I had a dream that I came up into Washington and the statues there, presidents, talked to me. They came alive. And I asked them, how did you dedicate Washington as the capital? They said, we were led here. The mosquitoes were so bad. The pestilence was so bad. But we felt compelled to set the capital here. I asked many questions to the ones that became activated when I came to them. They were statues and they started talking to me. And I didn't ask them about present things. I asked them about past things. Right now they have an app that can cause your picture of your dead loved one to talk to you. I would be careful about doing that. If God don't show you, you don't need to investigate, because the enemy is going to start talking through the dead. Y'all not ready for what's coming next year. You're so isolated from God and offended that you're going to be drawn away. God don't speak through the dead. He speaks by his spirit. He just allowed me to have a dream. But I understand. I got enough word in me to understand. I saw this out before it came alive. I don't want to see my mom anymore talking to me. She said her last words in 2003, 22 years ago. If he speaks to me, he'll speak to this woman. Amen. The one that's alive. Amen. Offenses will make you turn away from the living and want to hear from the dead. Good God from Zion. Tune your ear to the living. David said, if you kill me, I can't praise you, because the dead can praise. And yet many of us think that God is speaking through us, through our loved ones. No, he speaks through his word and by his spirit. Watch AI. Use it, but watch it. Get enough word in you where you can come home. And don't allow offense to drive you into hills and into high mountains where you start bowing to shrines. Oh, my God. Because offense don't just pull you away from your church. It takes you to high mountains. Oh, my God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I have the Holy Ghost in me, and he's speaking to me about what's to come. Truth revealed is not just Christ revealed. It's a prophetic word about what we need to watch out for. As I spend time with him, he spends time with me. And he's talking to me about if you're going to have a business, you got to forgive. Because offense and deceit will affect industries, even your environment. It even will involve in the natural sophisticated scams. Sophisticated scams. One of the things we've learned that if you close on a piece of property, this is what the title company is saying, watch scammers. Because when you close on a piece of property, your name and your business is archived. Scammers can see it and they'll start telling you, you missed this payment or that payment and you can send it to this address. The title company says, do not trust that. We don't do that. We will send you mail with our logo on it. Oh my God. It needs to be authenticated. And this is what scammers do. They never want you to authenticate. I need to verify that you're real. And a lot of people talk noise until you want to verify. Well, I came from the church. My name is Bishop so-and-so and Apostle so-and-so. And I work with so-and-so. Well, let's verify that. Amen. Well, I don't have the number. I forgot my former bishop's number. The hospital called me and said, there's a man up here saying that you endorsed him and he wants to be a chaplain. I said, what's his name? They gave me his name. I said, I don't know a person by that name. They say, well, a lot of people are dropping your name, Bishop. Scammers. Never even spoke to me but want to use my name and a 30-year history of me walking with God. But want to use my name to get into a door. Won't even press their hand against mine. Don't care about me making it, but want to use my name. And that's what scammers are doing. Deceit is running rampant. Right now, we are going to amass. I would like to see 10,000 amassed to send to Jamaica. That's what I would like to see. 10,000 from our church going to Jamaica. And systematically, we're going to raise it. Now, listen, I'm putting the vision out there, right? Now, some of you will say, well, I want to do it myself. I said our church will do it. Amen. Then you're going to see people putting up videos and putting up stuff that have no inroad into Jamaica to pull your resources. And if you're not connected right and you got to have your name called, you're going to say, well, I'm going to do it myself or I'll go with them versus going with Bishop. I have people down there that I know is going to make sure people get the money. But you can't trust scammers. Yet people go to the scammer more than they go to the church. Everybody shouldn't be sending resources there unless you have somebody in the island that knows what they're doing and they can disperse it and you can trust them. What about internal deception? Organized crime is full of deceit. People leaving or seem like they're leading reputable organizations and creating havoc all along the way. You can invest in the wrong company, a shell company, a company that has no value. There's a man right now in jail right now. He took billions. The company had no value at all. Buying mansions with people's money. Why are you saying all of this? Because it's happening spiritually. There is a spiritual There is a spiritual harvest that should come to this ministry because you're fed here, yet the enemy scams you. When you should be the one that's bringing the harvest back as the word is sown, you feel, oh my God, I'm offended, so I'll just go and spread my seed everywhere and won't bring the harvest back to the house of God. There are people who God has blessed with thousands of dollars, but instead of saying I'm going to bless the Lord, I'm going to go on a cruise because I was scammed. I promised God I'm going to sow a seed, but no, I got the money now. I will not sow that seed. I'm going to do what I want to do. And the resources never come home. Why? Because the scammers got it. The advertisers got it. The dope boy got it. ABC, look who got it. Amazon. Amazon got it. Bezos done bought another island. And the church going lacking. Nobody cares about he's a $230 billion man. But don't let the people of God prosper. You've been scammed. Touch your neighbor and say, we're going to be better though, right? We're going to be better. Yeah, yeah. Scam me once. Shame on me. Scam me twice. No, scam me once. Shame on you. Scam me twice. Shame on me. I need to expose deceptive snares of the enemy. Are you compelled to tell your side of the story all the time? When there's a situation, wait, let me tell you my side. And I got to wait 15 minutes so you can pour out yourself. Okay, I understand after the first 30 seconds where you're going. But you got to spend 15 minutes to share your side. Then as soon as I say something else, no, you got to share your, now another 30 minutes have passed. I haven't gotten even two words yet. I speak for 10 seconds. Wait, let me tell you about people. Then you're telling me about people and I serve more people than you. Now 45 minutes have passed, you never heard my side. How long do you think you're going to have friends like that? Most people don't listen that long. Most people don't listen for 2 minutes. You talking, but their mind is gone. They checked out. Good word. I'm asking God to give you the discernment so you can tell when people have checked out. I can pick it up. I have Segways, right? You know what a Segway is? Well, it's an upright scooter. It's kind of going out of business right now. They have smaller scooters now. It was too robust and it was too expensive. And the Chinese bought it from the maker of the Segway and they discontinued it. And so I got one in 2009. Truth Revealed bought me one. And Pastor and I went to the Islands of Adventure, and I was riding in the Islands of Adventure on a Segway. And 1,000 kids asked me, where did you get that from? How much does it cost? I mean, kids really are inquisitive, right? I go to the mall, and instead of the mall cop getting the person that's robbing, he want to attack me. Wait a minute, stop. I said, okay, man, it's all right, you know. Well, where do you, get off of that. Are you upset that my stuff is better than the thing you riding? All right, sir. Okay. Mall cop, right? You think I'm going to steal with this? This is $6,000-$7,000 scooter, right? I'm riding in Melbourne Mall, right? Riding above, just flowing with it, right? You can spin. What I noticed, though, the technology on that equipment is, if you're talking to somebody and they're talking too long, your body language, if it picks up your body language, you'll start pulling back from them. It's the truth. Because your weight shifts and it picks up your weight. So I could be talking to somebody, right? After 2 minutes, like, in my mind, I say, they're talking really long, but my scooter starts backing up. It's like, wow. Wow. Well, I'm asking God to give you that kind of discernment. When people check out, you're not still pressing. You be more sensitive and you get more done. Because people are checking out and you don't know it. Do you fight thoughts of suspicion? When you come in a room, do you feel like people are talking about you? And you fight thoughts of suspicion about people and they've never said a word to you? Do you fight thoughts of distrust? I say love everybody, trust only a few, but do harm to none. But do you fight thoughts after a person has been in your life for a while? After you've been a member of the church for a year, do you still distrust everybody? After knowing me for 10, do you still have to Google me? After knowing for me for years and you see the way I go off, can you come back home and say he loves us? You know I go off sometime, right? But that's not my life. I have to preach the way he gives it to me. And the pastor's working with me to help me, you know. I'm the axe head. So what does the axe head do to the tree? What part of the axe hits the tree? The sharp part of the axe head, right? So that's what I do. I got to cut stuff down. So God has me, has an axe. He has an axe head on it, and he uses me to cut into stuff. Sometimes I get dull. I need to be re-sharpened. But the weight behind the edge is you in leadership. You're supposed to put weight behind the drive. You're not supposed to let me just be the sharp edge and getting dull. Where's the weight? When you see yourself connected, you will say, okay, I see what God is doing. And maybe if I become weight, it'll be easier. God doesn't have to, because I'm dull. But the sharper I am, he doesn't have to hit as hard. Does that make sense? If you were the leader and I was the weight behind you, believe me, you won't have to be hit as hard. Because I'm number one at being number two. A lot of people want to be number one when they're number one, but be number one at being the weight. Jesus. This is going to hurt. Are you constantly rehearsing past hurts when you see people who hurt you? Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind. Oh, no, Bishop. No. I know what the words say, but she's standing right here. Does past hurt surface over and over again when you see somebody? Have you lost hope because of something somebody else did to you? It's quiet because Spirit is doing surgery. Jesus said offenses are coming, so we can't do nothing about that. I wish I could inoculate you from it. I realized early that I can't even inoculate my children from being hurt. I have to prepare them in how to manage it. My son Omar had a hernia in his navel when he was born. And every time he coughed, I could see a portion of his intestines coming through it. So we got to get that fixed. So took him to the hospital and they had to do surgery. And as they were wheeling him in, the boy was screaming to me. He didn't understand. And I had to release him to the doctor. But something in me wanted me to hook off on all of them. Yeah. It rose up in me because he was calling me, but he was screaming. Dah, dah, dah. They were rolling them away. And I'm telling you, I knew I was doing the right thing, but something in me rose up. And I realized then that parents must be feeling the same thing when their children are challenged. Some of us overcompensate, though. We don't want them to have surgery. So we guard their hernia and allow it to linger for years without getting fixed, because we don't want them to feel no pain. And we raise up weakness when we should be raising up strength. We're raising up weakness. The first time a storm comes, we wonder why they quit. Let me have some tissue, please. You all forgive me. I got to do this. Turn to your neighbor and say, we got a real preacher. Thank you all. I don't have COVID either. I'm just a real Negroid preacher. Real, all the way from the homeland. All the way. God's name, Jesus. We got to let God work on us and our children and not inoculate them from any. If I could, I would guard you from your trials. But I realize as a leader that I would weaken you. Even the butterfly can't allow you to help it come out of its shell. It has to struggle. If you help a chick break out of its egg, you will make it weak. You have to allow certain things to occur so you can grow and be strong. In the natural, if you commit federal fraud, you can get in big trouble. Like wire fraud. I had a man call me and say, God told me to give you $35 million. I said, where are you from? He said, Nigeria. So God told you to give me $35 million. Yes. Yes. 35. Your ministry is going global. Okay, when are you going to send it? You can expect it this time next week. Call me up at 2 in the morning. I answer the phone. Hello? Yes, the money is being moved. Pastor, tell you the truth. I played along with the game. A week passed, the day of. You can expect it. All right, I'm ready for it. I need to get the wire to your bank. If you scam me once, it's shame on you. But if you scam me twice, shame on me. I said I need verification. Wait a minute. 1 hour before the money is supposed to be sent, I didn't give him a wire. Please call me today. Today, it's urgent. Please call me now. Call me now, please. It's urgent. I called the number. Something happened in Europe and the consignment is stuck. I need $5,000 now and the money will be released. I said, fucker. Pastor had to grab the phone. I knew you were a scammer. Pastor, go and get a job. I've had two people in 1 week. A lady sat in my office and said, how much do you need in your ministry to flow? I said, about 25 million. She said, you're thinking too small. I said, what about 50 million? She said, you're thinking too small. I said, all right. What about 400 million? She said, now you're talking. God has richly, this is a foreigner, God has richly blessed me with 2 billion to tithe. And he told me a portion of the 2 billion needs to come to your ministry. If I was susceptible to scammers, I would have started spending based on what I heard. But he made me a shepherd. Even though it sounds good and you're dealing with my faith, we've been praying for that. I waited on the Lord. Met me in restaurants, sat there and hooked it up. What banks you're involved with? How did this work? This is what we're going to do. So. You can take a portion of that for yourself. I'll put it in the notes. A portion of the 400 million, 10% can come to you. And we're still in this building, right? She was crazy as a Betsy bug. She was crazy. Now, if you believe now that God was going to bless you with money and somebody did that, it may mess your faith up. It was deceit. Guess what? I always pay for the meals, too. Why would I have to pay for the meal? You're going to bless me with that kind of money.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Uncovering Deceptive Snares, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
High school seniors, don't miss your chance to apply for the Tuskegee Airmen Scholarship. This program supports future leaders through STEM and STEAM education. Applications are available at the Communication and Promotion Counter and are due Monday, January 26th. For details, email elders@truthreveal.org. Registration is open for Six-Man, the 2026 Men's Advance Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 9th and 10th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app, website, or scan the QR code to register for this action-packed event, which promises to be an unforgettable experience. Take advantage of the combo package, and remember to order your conference t-shirt, polo, and jersey.
Again, thank you for joining us, and have a blessed day.
Greetings, this is Lucian Gandolfo, Senior Pastor of the Beacon Baptist Church in Melbourne, Florida. We are hosting a 15-week series on effectual prayer. It will be on Wednesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. from November 5th through February 25th. The Bible tells us in James 5:16 that effectual, fervent prayers avail much. Prayer is the lifeblood of faith, yet it is what we believers often neglect and find most difficult to be effective in. Over these 15 Wednesdays, we'll examine from God's Word how you and I can indeed pray effective prayers that avail much. Prayer changes things, and it starts with us. In these challenging times, we urge you to come, learn, and pray with us as we put into practice what we've studied. Then just watch and see what God does. The Beacon Baptist Church is located at 3185 Aurora Road in Melbourne. Our website is beaconbaptistfamily.com.